USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both candidates in a key Senate race say it could take some time before a winner is known. Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro is running against Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada. That race is one of the few outstanding results from election night, and it could tip the balance of power in the Senate. The Georgia Senate race between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker remains close. But Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rappensberger is announcing it will take a runoff election to determine the winner in that race.
There is one race in our state that is going to be moving to the December 6th runoff. That is the race for the United States Senate between Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker.
A runoff election is announced if neither candidate in the Georgia race wins more than 50% of the vote. President Biden says Americans want to move on after the 2022 midterm results. Speaking from the White House, Biden says he hopes Republicans will move on and not investigate his son, Hunter.
I can't control what they're going to do. All I can do is continue to try to make life better for American people.
Eating ultra-processed foods may lead to premature death. Researchers in Brazil found that consuming foods such as frozen pizzas, donuts, and hot dogs were likely responsible for 57,000 deaths in 2019 among adults ages 30 to 69. Ultra-processed foods have long been linked to heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. The study appeared in the latest American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Wall Street is closing with stocks lower the day after the midterms. This comes after the price of Bitcoin dropped to its lowest level in 2 years. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 646 points. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Californians are rejecting two ballot initiatives regarding sports betting.
The defeat of two propositions in California keeps the largest market in America closed to legal sports betting. The measures would have allowed gambling companies to bring in billions of dollars in revenue, according to some estimates. Proposition 26, backed by dozens of California's Native American tribal governments, would have legalized sports betting at tribal casinos. It was opposed by operators of card rooms who worried about a provision allowing individuals to bring civil lawsuits against the card clubs over disputes in state gaming law. Proposition 27 would have legalized online and mobile sports betting. The proposition was opposed by Native American tribes who feared the measure would cut them out of a booming gambling market. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Supreme Court is refusing to block Wednesday night's execution of Tracy Beatty in Texas. He killed his mother and buried her body in her backyard nearly two decades ago and then spent her money on drugs. Beatty's lawyers tried to argue that prison officials didn't allow mental health professionals to properly evaluate his mental state. President Biden to speak regarding the midterm elections at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. War Raw.